This year, 2010, is going to be a very busy year for this committee. As you know and aware that on top of the good things that we're doing at this committee, we have now a very serious issue of dealing with global warming. And we had some participants before the end of 2009, yeah, of which we still have to travel to provinces to have more public hearings on climate change. As you know that when we debated climate change, we had some proposals to Parliament on how to deal with some of the issues concerning climate change. I believe that Parliament is going to consider those things that we raised. We will start next month with further public hearings to different provinces that will be identified by the committee section. Of course, in consultation with the Office of the Chairperson. And then we can take issues of climate change and further. We will start with the minutes of the 19th August. We have the 19th, and then the next one for the 26th. After the 26th is the 2nd of September. Is the 9th of September. The 3rd of November. And then the 4th November. November. I think those are the last ones. Did you take an October? I think you must have a shot. There is no way that you cannot sit for the whole month, not at this point. There's definitely something which is not right. Unless you. But I think you did sit because I remember in October we were in Washington and in Portland, but the meeting was fixed. So we must have those minutes. And the one thing that I would like to ask from your side, you need to give those minutes to members before, in order for them to be able to go through the minutes, so that when we meet here, we don't sit and race through the minutes, so that we can just raise issues that you think that. And then members, what I'll do then, I will go page by page, if it's fine with you. Unless you have read them and then there's something maybe you want to omit or something that you want to whatever add, suppress, then because they're so fine this minute, you know, this is my first adoption of minutes, so I didn't know that Water Affairs writes minutes like this, because where I come from, minutes are not written like this from the police. So this one's you really need. Yeah, no, I'm not really used to this kind of minutes, the way they are written. I mean, it's like a Bible. You can't just sit in and it's so fine. It's written fine, and I don't know. I want to get guidance from you guys. Are you going to read through the minutes and maybe raise issues that you want to raise or what? So that for the sake of this meeting, we should have a way forward. Mamunduchi. How much time will you give now for one page to just to browse through? Mr. Morgan?
Yeah, actually, I think I would certainly prefer maybe if you could give us 10 minutes. and just go through whatever we want to do, and then approve minutes, not by page, minutes by minutes by minutes. Because I think per page, in a general comment, these minutes are excellent. So I wouldn't suspect there'd be many problems. We can maybe have a few minutes just to go through them.
How about then giving you up to half past 10 to go through the whole package, and then we start the meeting at past 10? Go through the whole package of the minutes. start with the minutes of the 19th of August. We will go then page by page. If there are issues that members would like to raise in a certain page, then I'll be guided by the raise of your hand. Let's start with page 2. None. Page 3.
Chair, in the first paragraph, page 3, I'm sorry, from the 8th sentence there, with 8th sentence starting from above, it says there were two catchment management areas in operation out of 19, then it was necessary to finalize management arrangement. So my concern is with the arrangement as against the capacity, because it's the management. Yes, then it's that.
What is the problem there? The two CMSA were not functioning. Yeah. Is it that you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying the it's the management capacity, not the management arrangement. Because as we go further, we get into issues of capacity that were being raised.
Do you agree? Do members agree with that? Let us not. I'm not going to pass that if you don't agree. We must all understand why do we have to change. Mr. Morgan?
The way I understand it is that they're just not operating. They don't exist. And so so I'm not saying the word arrangement is the correct word, but that they just don't exist at all. I don't think there's any problem with leaving it as it is.
Oh, I see. No, I was looking for that sentence. That's why so what you are saying, Honourable Morgan, is that you are not saying arrangement is correct, but your concern is they don't exist. But all in all, what they are saying here is that. They should finalize the issue of establishing the remainder of those CMAs. So are we saying that this English is not correct? Or what are we saying? I can't pass. Now, when you use capacity, what difference will it make? Because that they are not there. How can you then judge them and say that they do have capacity while they don't exist? You understand what? So I think arrangements sound even much better than capacity. Now, if you are trying to explain the way you say, instead of arrangements, are they not supposed to be processes then? So we leave management as it is. Okay. Okay. Let's have, at least we understand what is this sentence saying or what is the writer was trying to say. Are you satisfied, Honorable?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to page 4. Page 5. Maybe my English is not as good as other people's English. Under responses, in response to the above comments, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, the third bullet, in respect of the committee's comments on the cut and paste nature of the presentation, this was largely due to the elaborate, or don't we have to put to the? Yeah. Okay. A 5. Now we are passive. Page 7. That's it. Try and put it in a way that people would understand that we did not just end there. There were also some recommendations that we had as the portfolio committee, and then they agreed with me that we did not leave it as open as it is. We had some recommendations. Okay. The minutes of the 26th August 2009. Page 1.
May I check? Should we not, once we finish the minutes, propose and second and get them off? Because we can't do them jointly because one or two of us may not have been at
all. No, it's fine. No, you're correct, because I thought we'll do them all and say that the first minutes we agree, we don't agree. But if we want to do it that way, it's fine. We can do it that way. Or then we know that we finish with them. We're not going back to them. Okay, those are the minutes of the 19th of August with all the corrections then. Can I ask for the adoption, Mr. Morgan? Mendude? That's adopted and seconded. Thank you, members. 26th August. Page 3, 4, they reflect here? Adoption, Mrs. Kosana and Ms. Larma. Okay. Page 2. Minutes, then we're going to do the same, come up with recommendations from the committee, all the minutes. So if we adopt them, we adopt them with the corrections that are going to be done by the office. Otherwise, then the last page of the minutes of the 2nd of September, the 2nd of September. Thank you. Let's get to the 9th of September. Page 1. Yeah, no, it's fine because in some instances here I seem not to agree with you on other issues here. The first sentence that I read, the Western Cape presentation was the only one that made sense. It's not true. It's not true. I wasn't in the Eastern Cape, but the first ones that I presided on, there were some which were very good. Free State in particular, not that I'm from the Free State in particular. Free State was very good. And if you say here the Western Cape was the only one that made sense, I don't agree with you. Mendude?
I would suggest that we don't adopt these minutes. We send them down until they reflect the discussions that took place. Because really, how do you adopt minutes that really does not capture at all the discussion of the committee and how, you know, response? Because we debated the Eastern Cape. I remember a number of people, not only Mr. Luyenge. We also raised, you know, questions, you know, on that. So I really cannot adopt minutes that are not a true reflection of the deliberations of the meeting. They need to stand down, they go back to the recordings, and re-record properly the discussions that took place on those minutes, and then they will come back.
What are the views of other members? But I agree with Honorable Ndude. You can't treat Limpopo, Western Cape, and Eastern Cape as if they are equal. We must separate them so that this is what the committee says about Western Cape, this is what it says about the Eastern Cape. And as a result, now the minutes of the 9th of September must be corrected, and then we'll adopt them when we come back next week on the 9th. Are you with me? Okay. Ms. Lamo?
Actually, just a general comment. It's the word sewerage occurs many times in these particular minutes, and it's used incorrectly. Sewage, S-E-W-A-G-E, sewage is the stuff that flows in the pipes. Sewerage is the piping system, the whole infrastructure system. And it's not only in these minutes, but many people tend to make that mistake, but just for future, so that it can be corrected. I don't think we need to go through every single place. The meaning is clear.
No, you're right, Ms. Lovemore. We need to do the correct things because this minute, once we adopt this minute and say we finish with them, it's open for everybody, you see? Yeah, and we are parliament. It's, therefore, we need to do correct things. Yeah. So the minutes of the 9th of September will then stay over. You'll have to correct them and bring them for me before they come to the committee. Bring them to me. Okay. Let's take then the 3rd of November.
I think the rest is fine, but there's an A that's missing. Gonarezu.
3rd November, any indication of the adoption? Honorable Morgan? Honorable Skhosana? Thank you. Let's get to the minutes of the 4th of November. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Did we say that?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Jeff, Mrs. Skhosana, I think he's right. If I remember correctly, the issue that Mr. Skhosana raised was the fact that the gentleman in question who resulted in the unbudgeted for irregular expenditure had simply resigned, and that there had not been any. I think it's the point you were making, Mr. Skhosana. There had not been. You were very cross that they that SAWS regarded the matter as resolved, yet the man had simply resigned and not faced any further whatever criminal charges or something. I think that was the point. If I remember correctly, that was what you were saying.
Yeah, I think if that's the case, then it needed to reflect here, because you, even if it says that you resigned, but if you have committed crime, crime is crime. You will have to face whatever. You understand what I mean? Yeah, I mean, I can't mismanage a certain organization and do whatever I want to do, and then when that is being discovered, I'm going to decide to resign. You must come and account for that.
And also, Chairperson, there was a figure on that misappropriation of funds. It was 1.1 million, if I'm not mistaken. So it should be captured so that you can understand clearly what type of misappropriation of funds, how much, and so on. Then I should think.
Okay, can we ask the committee section to go and correct this minutes, and then they bring them back next week when they bring the others? Because we are not sure now what's going to happen after we have adopted them. It will look as if we are a committee which does not care about the public funds. So I think let them go and correct it and then bring it next week so that we can adopt them. Are you with me, Mr. Lev? Okay. 10th of November? Ms. Lavmo?
I note, and I should have noted before, I know, on every single one of the minutes, Portfolio Committee on Water and it should be environmental, and it's environmental. They're all incorrect. And probably...
Are you not doing these things in your computer? The computer should tell you that thing is wrong, or do you ignore them? Chilek, do you ignore that? Or you just don't care? They'll see how to get, how they get it right. You do the right thing next time. Page 2.
Two corrections. As I remember, I was going to ask the question. First bullet, top of the page, last line of that bullet, they could be considered anything greater than paper MPAs. We mustn't confuse it with rights, because sometimes people use paper rights to describe quotas. So that should be paper MPAs. And then further down the page, in response to the above, in the third bullet, this should be marine protected areas and not...
Which one is that one?
Towards the bottom of the page, under in response to the above,
okay.
The third bullet,
okay.
Should be marine protected areas and not marine protection areas.
Because of the nature of our financial support, that we are still with fisheries and forestry. We are still with forestry. So I see here forestry is here, but we are not going to deal with forestry. Let us only deal with water affairs. But if there is something that you want to raise in forestry, because we're part of that, I'm not against dedicating that. Are we going to follow the same idea of this morning? I want to be guided by yourself on the reports. We have two reports which are a little bit shorter, and then we have this off. They're all off. They're all short. Can we then do the same, but we take them one by one? Let us read the first page and then ask questions. Dear Dr. Sibegicane. Honorable Morgan, did you hear my suggestion? I was saying, since they are not such long reports, why can't we take the first report, browse through quickly, and then deal with it and then finish it? No, fine. Let us then start with the Water Research Commission. Do you have it? Does everyone have it? Report on the Water Research Commission annual report and financial statement. Let me just find out whether you guys have got all the reports before we start. They are all stapled together, and then I said I must separate mine. Let us do it this way. I'll see the others have got dates. Maybe it will be easier that way. We have a report of Joint Portfolio Committee on Water and Environmental Affairs and Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry, which is dated the 14th of October. And the next report is dated the 20th of October. That is the Water and Environmental Affairs on the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, 20th October, and then the 11th November, Environmental Affairs and Tourism. And then we'll use this one, which has got no date, than the last one. That is, you just don't care, guys. Just don't care what you're doing. There's nothing, there's no date here, nothing. Throw bones and find out what date was that one. Yes, there are no dates there. TC, which one? But why did you separate it? Because you separated it, you give it to me as a thing on its own. One report is what? No date, which date is that? 20th of October. We have it now. The 20th of October goes together with the Water Research Commission. But they separated it in my package. Okay, let's start with the 14th of October. Let us read through for time is now 10 past 11. Let us do this one. But if you finish before 10 past 11, it's fine. So I'll start. That's correct? All right. Okay. Are we through? All right. Can we start then with this report? I was just asking because I was reading through the minutes of the 14th of October, and I saw under observations by the committee and also recommendations of issues that came up as instructions to the department. And I did see a copy this morning which says responses from the department with regard to the annual report. Just wanted to make sure from them whether the responses to this report or what. And then I said they must make copies to all members of the committee so that you should compare this report to the responses that come from the department. Because some of the recommendations were instructions of the committee. It's a response to issues raised regarding the Department of Water Affairs to an annual report. So they must give members responses. They spoke about lease agreements, trust fund, payment of rental to communities, post-settlement support, climate change, mitigation and adaptation. Did you? Yeah, I'm saying that it seems as if some of the issues that we raised here as a committee, there are some responses to that, unless...
May I make a comment?
Yes, you may.
It's not for us to amend the department's letter, but I find it peculiar that at the bottom of the front page of that letter, Ms. Yarko's name appears at all, considering on the 14th of December she was on special leave. And I understand the acting director general, you know, is signing as acting director general, but I would think that that wouldn't happen. When you know, imagine the other letters that go out from the department, you know. Authorizing all manner of things. Does Ms. Pam Yarko's name appear on that as well? I mean, I'm not judging Ms. Pam Yarko, but I would think under a case of special leave, you wouldn't be signing, you wouldn't be having any letters signed on your behalf by anyone.
I agree with you. When I received this letter yesterday, I had the same question. That as much as they say letter signed by Ngeli, but I also feel that DG is on special leave. So it gives one then an understanding that there are letters who are already, or let me say, maybe it's like a blank check, you understand? That you sign the check, you don't put anything on. So Pemiyako is not there, but letters are still saying Pemiyako. I mean, we know that Pemiyako is a director general, but I agree with Mr. Morgan that at least Ms. Ngele should indicate that she's an acting DG. We don't have to put Pemiyako's name on this because she was not even part of these responses when the responses were prepared for us. I had the same problem, Honorable Morgan. I thought maybe I'm being too silly when I raised this thing, yeah. But I'll further raise this thing with them so that in future, because we will be interacting with them, there will be some letters addressed to the chairperson's office. So I really feel that Ms. Ngele must take the responsibility as an acting DG. Thank you very much for that. Let us then start with the minutes of the 14th. I mean the report. This is the report. Page 1.
Chair, can you just clarify for me the difference between a report and minutes? Why some... I mean, not that I have a problem with it, I just don't understand. Why for some committee meetings do we have minutes and other committee meetings do we have a report? What is the difference?
I think the minutes is what was happening that day. As you can see, that the minutes is for us as a committee. But the report is the annual report which is not only us in that report. It's us and another committee, which is forestry and something. And also when they send to Parliament for the ATC, you don't have to send minutes. You must send a report. The actual report which takes all those minutes together into one. We have different minutes from October to November. But when you send a report, you take everything instead of having minutes on a certain date. Issues that were raised that day, they will reflect here. But in a report form, in a summarized form as a report to Parliament, because you can't send minutes to Parliament. It's how I understand it. Unless, yeah. Page 1. Page 2. We are on the report of Water Affairs and Forestry, Financial Statement and Annual Report, 14th of October. It's one that I said that members should browse through for 5 minutes. Page 3. Ms. Bengu? Come again, Ms. Bengu.
Between the department and water boards were also raised by the committee.
Can I help you here?
Dr. Was?
I was actually on the same page, that's observations by the committee. And if you actually look at bullet number one, at bullet number two and three, you would actually see that there are differences in writing the department. Sometimes it's written in capital, and then sometimes it's actually written in small letters. So for consistency, it would have been appropriate to choose either writing it throughout with small letters or with capital letters.
You're correct. In some instances, department is in capital letters, others is in small letters. Just depend how Kilega and Sharon felt that day of the next minute. You know. Sharon, please decide which one you want to use. Thanks, Dr. Wass. 4.
5.
I can also have the written.
Assistance of what?
Below the regions, that's point 4.2 regions. You also see down there the bullets. There are two protocols used for writing thousands. One protocol is to just leave space and then say, like for instance, we see in bullet point, the last bullet point, which is, I don't know whether this is 3,000,064 jobs were created, or this is supposed to be 300,000 and then 64, and then you see up there are thousands which are actually separated by commas. So I was actually thinking that might be, it would also be appropriate to have a common approach to it, whether the comma is chosen standard throughout the document or just use a space.
And in other words, what he's saying that you must decide whether you use a comma or you just write without a comma. No comma. Okay. So there's no comma. I'm 40 years out of school now. I'm 40 years, and when it's only yesterday when you came out of school. Comma is not needed. Kilega. Comma is needed. Okay. Page 6. Which is the last page on this one.
Page 7, I can add, what's the help of that?
Capital letter and small letters?
It's not capital letter, it's actually the last sentence before the table where it is written observations by the committee. It says, lastly, it shouldn't be Africa. It is Africa's advancement and enhanced international cooperation through the strengthening of regional integration of forest issues with the neighboring countries was also prioritized. So it's Africa's advancement.
Africa advancement, what about that? And enhanced international cooperation. What are you saying there?
It is Africa's advancement. It is Africa.
Okay. Africa's advancement. Okay. Thank you very much, Dan. Page 7 with corrections. Mover. Honorable Morgan. Seconded. Dr. Lee. Let's take the 20th October. Let's go through for 5 minutes. The 20th October. All right. Shaheen was just saying to me, in order for this document to make sense,
we need maybe to say that the report of the Pastoral Committee on Water and Environmental Affairs on the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authorities and the WRC's financial statement, which is the Water Research Commission. And then we'll know that they are not separated. With the 20th October report, page 1, nothing. You use your mic, remember?
Paragraph. Page 1. TCTA is Moi stroke Mgeni, not Mgeni.
I don't understand you. M. Or after M, does N. Mgeni. Oh. Okay. Page 2.
And again, the next one, the chair, it really doesn't read properly.
Which bullet is that?
The bullet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the following one, after that one. Sanitation was problematic in rural municipalities as they did not have funds to build new sewer plants. And then there's a question, and what mechanisms did the commission use to assist municipalities? Really, it really doesn't. If there's something wrong, that needs to be, reworked properly.
Hmm? Yeah. Supposed to be a full stop somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
After plans.
And on that very same page 8. In response to the above, the following was detailed. The very first bullet point, according to the commission, the instrument to the end user entailed a, there is A missing there, number and off information that is missing there. Same applies to the next bullet point, partnership with various institutions of higher learning. I don't know whether they wanted to say higher
existed. What is that?
Exactly. So again, higher learning is missing there. Eh? And they concluded, a memorandum. It can be a memorandum. A memorandum. That's the second correct that. Yes. Yes.
And why is the memorandum in a big letter? Capital. You don't know.
Okay. Thanks, yes. Honorable Zude.
Okay.
Page 9, which is the last page of the form. The recommendation that TCTA should submit their DEEE strategy next time they present. I'm sure we must give them a date. I've got a lot of emails in my office concerning this thing. Others I thought I would ignore, but time has come for me not to ignore those emails. They might know something that we don't know. So I think we need to focus on that.
The last bullet on that.
The last bullet?
Yeah.
The commission remarks.
Yeah, the commission that remarked to say that there was no water crisis. It's only the water management. Maybe that needs to be noted because there is a crisis of water.
Yeah. Did say that.
That's what I'm saying, that we need to note it so that when they come this year, we really ask them, are you still saying that there's no crisis as far as water shortage is concerned?
For the near future. Yeah, no. Unless somebody is living somewhere in a cuckoo. Alright, let's move for adoption with corrections. On this one, Ms. Nduda, that is concern. Okay? And then let's take the 11th of November, that is water and environmental affairs and tourism. Another 5 minutes. We need to be out of here by 12. Time is now 25. Let's take another 5 minutes to go through this one so that we can follow through the others. On what?
On the report that we have just dealt with. The last paragraph, just four recommendations. The second bullet from the last, it said the water reserves. Water Research Council suggested that there are solutions as it might drainage.
Where is that?
On page 9.
Okay.
Second last. Yeah. You can understand. We suggested that.
Why?
If it suggested, it can't say there are. There should be. If it recommended, it should be recommended. But I don't understand. There is no such thing. The WRC, the Water Research Council, suggested that there are solutions acid mine drainage.
Two.
That suggested that there should be. There should be. Because it can suggest something that is there. That there shall be solutions.
They say that there are solutions,
on acid mine drainage.
Noted.
Yes, noted, yeah.
That there are solutions to acid mine drainage. Okay.
The first bullet there in that page, if they can just add such as to one pit or naturally. Yes, such as.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay, we have already then adopted the zones. Can we browse them quickly through the 11th November? approve this one? Okay. Let's start with the first page. Page one, nothing. Page two.
Can I say something, Madam Chair?
Yes, Doctor.
It's again on page 2 and bullet number 2 at the bottom, under challenge. The challenge actually begins here with the Tranby as a figure, Tranby cases. And then we cross over, we again see the 31 cases. And that actually starts after a full stop. Normally, when the tenant stops with a figure, you write that figure out. So instead of writing Tranby cases, you just write it as a word. Tranby cases, 51 administrative, whatever.
Is that the second bullet?
Yeah.
What is that here?
The second bullet from
the board. Cases have not gone through court.
Tranby cases are with the National
Court. Okay.
And then on the other page, you also started with 51 administrative investigators. That's bullet 4. Just need a convention to be followed.
Okay.
refused to acknowledge that the judge is at least to end up having.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, it's that one is noted, so that the court is there.
Program 4 is tourism. Program 5, biodiversity and conservation.
Because the report that I have in my office, they are holding back development in the Eastern Cape. When it comes to building of houses and all those things, because they don't have capacity to do what they're supposed to do. As a result, contractors can't start building houses because these people, when they were coming back, it's almost 3 years now, they don't have capacity to do what they're supposed to do. You understand what I mean? Yeah.
5, it says, on page 8, it talks about environmental plans for all the projects, and it says in terms of NEMA, DEED was compelled to develop environmental implementation plans for all arms of government. And in fact, it's not DEED that develops the environmental plans for, excuse me, organs of state, not arms of government. But it is the organs of state, in terms of NEMA, the organs of state themselves are required to develop environmental implementation plans that are then approved by what you see.
Members of Parliament that we need.
Thank you very much, members. We'll meet then next week on the night. Ms. Lavo?
May we just understand why our draft program has been changed? We were, and I certainly hope that we were going to have a presentation tomorrow on climate change. I don't see it anywhere on our program at all, which is rather strange. Can we just understand, especially in light of the New Delhi talks?
No, you are right.
You're not getting a briefing?
You are right. When I, you know, when you are not around, the committee section draft a report and send it for approval and all those things. And then, when they draft the report, I become part of the drafting of the report. But the meeting that was supposed to happen tomorrow, we discovered that the minister was not available. And secondly, there were many committees who were interested in that report back of Copenhagen. And then they said that in order for us to accommodate everybody, actually I should have said that the minister did. Let us postpone that one so that we should have the minister, deputy minister, and the chief negotiator that were there in Copenhagen. And all the interested parties, speaker wanted also to be part of that. A lot of people now wanted to be part of the report back. Listen to the negotiators of what was happening in Copenhagen. Then I said, let us give them that opportunity. And then we'll be having that meeting after the 9th. That is, just wait for the opening of Parliament, and after that, we'll be having the meeting. Thanks.
One issue is that the army intended the report about Winston Cape. I remember, really, we were actually very much. We appreciated much